Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are concluding Maseches Peah. We are in the 8th chapter, and we will be learning Mishnayos 8 and 9, Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches says, Mi sheyesh lo masayim zuz, a person who has 200 zuz, that's a coin, lo yito leket shicha upeya umayser ani, he's not allowed to take leket shicha peah or maiser ani, these gifts for the poor or the tithe for the poor. Hayulo masayim chasar dinar, if he had 200 zuz minus a small coin, minus a dinar, afilu elef nosin lo ka'achas harized yitol. Even if 1,000 people would want to give him simultaneously, he's permitted to take. So as long as he's starting with less than 200 zuz, no matter how little, then he's allowed to take whatever's given to him. Hayu mimushkanim lebal chovo olek subas ishto. If his money is pledged, there's a lien on it, either to pay back a loan or for his wife's ksuba, for the value of her dowry. Hariza yitol, then he's allowed to take gifts for the poor because his money isn't his own to use. Ein machayven oso limkor es beso ve'es klei tashmisho. And we don't require him to sell his house or his useful utensils in order to accept these gifts of crops for the poor. It's strictly based on cash on hand. It's not based on the value of his property. Let us look in the Bartonuro. Masayim zuz. If he has 200 zuz. Kimluhu l'rabanan, she'ilu maspikim l'shana achas l'ksus l'mazanos. The rabbis determined that this is the amount that's sufficient to get a year's worth of food and clothes. V'yeskli tashmisho, we don't require him to sell his useful utensils. Kelim yafim shemishtamesh bahem b'shabasos u'b'regalim. These are nice utensils that he uses on Shabbos and Yontif. So it's not just a wooden fork, it's a, you know, silver, gold. These are nice utensils. V'hani mili kishabo litol leket shicha upeya. But this is only the case if he wants to receive leket shicha or peya, these gifts for the poor. V'enol noto makupa shel tzedaka, but he's not asking to receive from the community fund. Shemis parnes betzina, which is used to support people discreetly. V'eino notel min ma shebiyad hagabai, and he's not taking from what's in the hands of the charity officer. Avam notel mikupa shel tzedaka, but if he wants to take from the community fund, az ein manichin oso litol afilu leket shicha upeya ad shiyimkor kli tashmisho. If he wants to take from the community fund, then he's not even allowed to take leket shicha and peya until he sells his fancy utensils and buys more pragmatic ones. So he can't have surplus funds in the form of possessions if he wants to rely on the community funds. Mishnah Tes. Mi sheyesh lo chamishim zuz, if somebody has 50 zuz, who nosei v'nosein bahem, and he does business with them, harizel lo yitol, then this person may not take leket shicha and peya. Now this is interesting, because we said in the previous Mishnah that the cutoff was 200 zuz. This fellow only has 50 zuz, but they're working for him. He's making a living, buying and selling. V'chol mi she'eino tzarech litol v'notel, anyone who doesn't need, but he takes, eno niftar min ha'olam ad she'yitzarech lebrios, then he won't leave this world without truly requiring food and sustenance from others. V'chol mi she'tzarech litol v'eino notel, and anyone who needs to take but doesn't, eno meis min ha'zikna ad she'nefarnes acherim mishalo. He won't die of old age until he has had occasion to support others from his funds. Ba'alav HaKasuv Omer, and regarding such a person it says in the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem, V'Haya Hashem Mivtacho. Blessed is a person who puts his faith in God, and God is his faith. It's a famous verse, well-known in song. V'chein dayan shadan din emes la'amito, and similarly a judge who judges truly righteously. V'chol mi she'eno lo chiger, v'lo suma, v'lo piseach, v'ose atzmo ka'achad mehem, eno meis min hazikna, ad she'yeh ka'achad mehem. And anyone who is not, chiger means has a bum leg, suma means blind, and piseach means has two bum legs. So if someone doesn't have one of these disabilities, but he acts as if he does in order to collect charity, then he won't die of old age until such time as he's actually acquired the disability that he feigned. Shenemar, and it quotes a verse in Devarim. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Righteousness, justice, you shall pursue. V'chol dayan shelokeach shochad umate es hadin. And any judge who accepts a bribe and corrupts his judgment because of this, eno meis min hazikna ad she'enav kehos, then he won't die of old age until his sight has become dim, shenemar, as it says in a quotes of verse in Shemos. V'shochad lo sichach, you shall not take a bribe, ki hashochad ya'aver pikchim, because bribery blinds those who can see. That's the end of the Mishnah. Let's take a look in the Bar Neuro. Mi sheyesh lo chamishim zuz. If somebody has 50 zuz, which he uses for business, the chamishim de avdin tovin kimasayim de lo avdin, because 50 that's working for you is better than 200 that's not working for you. So business hasn't changed much in 2,000 years, and if you have money that's working for you and earning its keep, that's a very good thing. B'chol mi shetzarech litol ve'eno notel, anyone who needs to take and doesn't take. K'gon shedochek atzmo b'malacha u'mistakpik b'masa yadav k'dei shelo yisfarnes me'acherim. This is somebody who works really hard so that he shouldn't have to rely on others. Aval im ein masa yadav maspikin lo u'maskif atzmo b'chai tzar krovin lamisa. But if his deeds are not sufficient and he has a miserable life close to death, al ze amru, then regarding such a person it says, kohatzarech litol ve'eno notel harize shofech damim. Someone who doesn't take even though he needs it is like a spiller of blood. Va'asr l'rachem alav, and you're not allowed to have mercy on him. Al nafshei lo chayis kol shekein al acherim. He has no regard for his own life, he certainly doesn't care about yours. Salik Maseches Peah, V'nischil Maseches Demai, B'siyata Dishmaya. We are now done with the Tractate of Peah, and we will begin the Tractate of Demai with the help of God. Thank you, and join us tomorrow when we will begin Maseches Demai with the first parak, Mishnayas Aleph and Beis.